Attention, Tech for Good audio notes, episode 4, community and solitude, nature connection. So this episode is brought to you at low tide from Brazil Bank, New Brighton, just off the Wirral coast, and I'm walking out towards Liverpool Bay, barefoot, earthing, grounding style. You think about along the Great British coast, most places you think are beautiful at high tide. You know, you can see the waves coming in, but I think Brazil Bank off the Wirral coast is so nice at low tide. It's one of my favourite places to go at low tide. It's awesome. Anyway. So the notes around solo, solitude style, connecting with nature, and community vibes, connecting with nature. So yesterday, on a Sunday, I went for a solo nature connection hike, flank B to West Kirby. I'd done the same hike last week, it was awesome. So, start off at flank B opposite Larton Library, walk up this lovely nature trail up to Royden Park, around Royden Park, through Thurston Woods, over to Thurston Common, and then through the Dungeon Wood, down the Wirral Way, around West Kirby Marine Lake, and then get the sunset on West Kirby Beach. It's pretty much the route. Do a little bit of sauntering here and there through Thurston Woods and Thurston Common, where you can deliberately get lost and then find your way back. But that was the route I'd done anyway on my little solo hike yesterday and last Sunday. So for context, we're going with the day Sunday. So Sunday, the day of rest, he said. So I would say rest your mind, work the body, green exercise style. It tends to be the most popular day of the week for people going out hiking, according to me asking people for questions about it. Saturday or Sunday anyway, obviously. So we'll go with Sunday for context. Rest the mind, work the body. So it goes on my hike, a few videos, you know, nature connection, following the sun, the sunset, using the Javerud Follow the Sun audio in the background. I love that song. I can't believe more people don't use it. But I think millions should follow the sun. That one, oh, it's amazing. And my other favourite one is probably Wish You Well by Becky Hill. I wish you well. That one. Imagine the Chavez Rudd and Becky Hill done like a duet. Follow the Sun, I Wish You Well. Oh, there's a wish you well. Anyway, so yeah, Tech for Good, they are two absolute tunes to put in the background of any nature connection video, especially sunrise, sunset when you're following the sun. So I've done that anyway, I've done all my videos. Get back to the house, and then I've got I'm listening to the Nature for Wellness podcast, episode 9, with Mark and Steve and Michael Orlowski. Dr. Michael Orlowski is one of the OG's originals way back in the day in the wellness game. One of the main fellas in the whole wellness game from, I think he's been doing it over 20, 30 years now. So he was on there. And he was talking about solitude, nature connection, but obviously you've got to think about the health and safety aspects. And as I'm listening to this podcast, I'm also on Instagram and social media uploading the videos. And there was a group on there for female solo hikers where they can check in on the Instagram group, tell people where they're going, and then when they get home, they can check in at home as well. Pure health and safety. What a lovely group. What a lovely group. So many female hikers out there now. And everyone, I would think, would be doing some solitude, solo, nature connection, vibes, hikes, whatever you want to call it. But you do have to think of the health and safety aspect of doing these things on your own. So well done to the people who are setting up these type of groups. So a suggestion from a health and safety point come from Dr. Michael Orlowski. And he was saying what he's found is a good middle ground for this, where you can continue to do your solo hike but also have the safety net of someone else being close by, is do your solo nature connection where it's just you but have someone who is in audio distance who you can't see, but if you shout, they're like, I don't know, 1500 meters down the way doing their own solo vibe. So that I think that's a good one. I like that. That's a good suggestion. Just like from a tech for good point of view, connecting these Instagram groups, you know, where people can check in, and also obviously you can tell people where you're going. WhatsApp a few people your routes, and you know people close by, but you still want to have that solitude where you're connecting with nature on your own, because it's so good. As is community, and as we all know, there's so many good community groups for outdoors people connecting together, but sometimes it is good just to be on your own, so you can just listen to the birds, listen to the waves, listen to the wind, watch the sky, the clouds, the sunrise, the sunset, take it all in on your own. And obviously, it's great with people too, but when you chat, you know, with your mates and all that, you do miss out a little bit on the nature connection, because your brain's focused on the conversation, whereas if you're on your own, you're focused on the actual nature. So get on to that podcast, episode 9. Mark and Steve and Dr. Michael Arlowski. He also mentioned some good stuff to do with the blue aspects of nature and the green aspects of nature. Those people very much prefer barefoot walking in the sea or getting amongst the trees, and the answer is obvious. Both. And he talks about